Hey, Kathleen Pearl here. I have a pretty, a word that needs to be heard. But it's not likely because a lot of the words I've given people don't hear. But that's their problem. My obligation is to continue to give the word. And here it is. It's from Amos. I'm going to put a couple of links in here to confirming voices, younger voices. I'm the elder voice here that will confirm this word. Amos 8:11, behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And the famine is severe. Father, just, Lord, do what you will. I'm just being obedient to the revelation that you're giving me. And let your name be glorified and lifted up, Jesus. You paid for it all. So let me go back. Let's sort of rewind to about last fall. And I was in Minnesota and Canada and Washington, D.C. and Israel on different types of assignments. And the next move of the Holy Spirit would be one of the Word and the Spirit. Now, there's a gentleman recently who is a pastor, and his word went out about, I'll call it brace yourself. Some of you have heard this prophecy, and it is the word of the Lord, and it is already proven because the first half has come to pass. But there are some high-profile people in the false, I call them the false apostles, prophets, and false teachers teaching doctrines of demons that are saying they're discrediting this man and his word. Well, let's rewind back to 2000 in January. 2000, I was in Colorado Springs at a Ted Haggard's church, and it was Peter Wagner and Cindy Jacobs and etc. And there was a visitation of power, and the cameras went out, the recording instruments, I hit the floor, I had an Isaiah 6 experience. I was not in sin, I was serving God, I was ministering in Muslim countries, I was about my Father's business, I was devoted to him, but I knew that my DNA was split in the presence of God, and nothing qualifies me to get in the door, the gate, the shepherd's gate, except the blood of Jesus. That was it. And with fear and trembling, and anyway, evidently, according to the voices operating on the platform, the angel of the Lord came in to the room, and it was the same one that went warning the churches in Europe before the Holocaust came for World War II. And this angel was allegedly, it said, visiting the churches in the United States to warn of the coming Holocaust. Now, that's 20 years ago, and a lot has happened since then. First of all, Ted Haggard, whose church was at, was exposed for being taking methamphetamines and having homosexual relationships while he was president of the evangelical movement. Now, we've never heard any real, you know, repentance come. And in 1 Corinthians, This sin, the sin of sexual perversion, is a sin or sexual immorality that leavens, it's a leaven sin, the entire, I wrote to you, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, in an epistle, not to company with fornicators. Okay? And verse 8, therefore let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So there's a lot of false doctrines, etc. And I wrote to you not to keep company with fornicators, yeah, not altogether with the fornicators of this world or with the covetous. Let's talk about prosperity preaching here. It's covetous doctrines or extortioners or with idolaters, for then you must needs go out of the world. But now I've written to you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, talking the body of Christ here, or covetous, or an adulterer, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, such as one not to eat. Why? Because we have fellowship. For what I have to do to judge them that also that are outside, do not you judge them? But them that are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves the wicked person. Why? Because his spirit, it says, leavens. It's the leaven of wickedness and malice. The entire fellowship that you're participating in. This is very, very, very serious. So now, the condition of the church in the West is complete apostasy, ear-tickling sermons, large platforms, lots of money. But there's no hearing of the word of the Lord. There's no hearing. All right, in order to maintain relationships, because I work in an international ministry, all right now, I'm stuck at home, like the rest of us. It's a couple of weeks ago. All right, now let me go back to this spring. I began praying, and I, along with the Spirit and Word, the next move of the Holy Spirit, it's not going to come like people think. I have this idea of sort of like in Syria, the church there had a move of God through disaster evangelism. And then also, I felt very strongly that the fear of the Lord is in, and holiness will be part of this next move.